Charles Dickens' three short stories, The Cricket on the Hearth, The Battle of Life, and The Haunted Man, read by Donata Peters. This recording of the reading of Charles Dickens' three short stories was produced in 1990 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Charles Dickens, born in 1812, was the most popular English novelist of the 19th century. The son of an impoverished government clerk, Dickens had little formal education and at 15 went to work as an office boy for a lawyer. In a few years he taught himself shorthand and became competent enough to be a parliamentary reporter. Soon he was doing creative writing as well. His first literary efforts, vivid sketches of London types, were published as Sketches by Boz in 1836. His prodigious output of over 20 novels and stories, comic, tragic, historical, and reformist, together with his journals, articles, lectures, and public readings, made him famous on both sides of the Atlantic and wore him out by the age of 58. Many of his novels were published in serial form, and so avid were his readers that in Boston and New York they would wait at dockside for the arrival of the steamboat carrying the latest installment from London. The Cricket on the Hearth, 1845. Charles Dickens announced to Miss Coutts that The Cricket on the Hearth is very quiet and domestic. I trust it is interesting and pretty. At all events, I think so. Some reviewers muttered about its puerility and theatricality, but many more eulogized its lovely portraiture throughout of the domestic hearth, its sweetness, simple charm, and wholesome Englishness. The Battle of Life, 1846. Dickens had early decided to make The Battle of Life a simple domestic tale with no fairies or spirits in it, but after writing nearly a third of the story, he found it a frightful problem to manage it without the supernatural agency, now impossible of introduction, and yet to move it naturally within the required space, or with any shorter limit than a Vicar of Wakefield. "I dreamed all last week," he wrote to Forster, "that the Battle of Life was a series of chambers impossible to be got to rights or got out of, through which I wandered drearily all night." Yet he had a tenacious faith in the basic idea of the book. What an affecting story I could have made of it in one octavo volume! And gave anxious consideration to all Forster's detailed suggestions for improving its presentation, reducing the period of Marian's absence from 10 years to 6, and so on. The Haunted Man, 1848. Forster tells us that some lines from Tennyson's poem The Daydream were to have been used as an epigraph for the book. "And o'er the hills and far away, beyond their utmost purple rim, beyond the night, across the day, through all the world, it followed him."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?